You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
Well, we are back after a sabbatical last week, some would say, or others would just say, where have you been?
I like the energy. Where have you been? And the answer is, I actually don't know. And I don't know where we went in today's show.
Daylight saving last week. This week, can't really explain.
Oh, my gosh. You know what it is? I think you started the show in a slightly different octave and that threw everybody off.
I think my octave's just like 10, minus 10 off. I can't seem to get in a positive octave no matter how hard I try.
Oh, now, that's you're being harsh on yourself, no, isn't he, Producer Jack?
I don't. It's being very harsh. Look, to be fair, the show fell apart pretty quickly. Oh. But, you know, you were fine.
It's my doing.
Catherine is fine.
She's been doing it for 2 years. I'm just not match fit.
No, you're fine.
And not radio fit.
No, you know what today's show was like? That was just the perfect analogy and it came into my head. Remember when you went to school camp and they did raft building?
Well, I did bring it up. I brought it up at school camp and I was going to talk about it. Then I was just like, no, I'm not going there.
But remember you used to have to do raft building and so it would be a competition. You'd get all the wood, the string.
The barrels and whatever.
You'd build your raft. You'd put it out into the water and it would look good to start with. And within seconds, it all fell apart. That's what our show was today.
It's a bit like my mousetrap in year 10 that I didn't make. I submitted someone else's mousetrap and then all of a sudden I created my own one. And it actually was all right, but I could only get 50% no matter what because I submitted someone else's work.
What kind of sick school did you go to that made you make a mousetrap?
Well, that was the science project.
That is disgusting.
Or project, depending on how you know. Mm-hmm. Project is how I say it, but you know. Each to your own.
Good chat.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, pleasure.
No, I don't miss school. 10-year anniversary and I'm not even going to it now. No.
I didn't even get one.
I got invited. But get this, they're making you pay $30 to attend.
See, where was this content during the show? This is juicy.
I don't know.
I did my 5-year and I'm pretty sure I paid for that and then I paid for that, if you know what I mean. But,
in more ways than one.
But yeah, we never even got an option for a 10-year.
I'm not going. You know what?
Can you please go?
Couldn't care less.
No, that would be great content for our show.
I'll tell you why I'm not going to go, because my gym has a bowling night and I prefer to go to that and hang out with people
you've got to go to your high school reunion.
No.
Yes, you do.
No. And good on you for catching yourself as well. Well done.
But Jack, did you go to your 10-year reunion?
I didn't.
Oh, why? See, I would just like to be asked. Maybe I'll go to yours, Carl.
Were you too busy taking photos with Hamish Kennedy or...?
That's a low blow. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That was just a joke.
No, I may or may not have been in my school uniform with a photo with him.
Oh, so. That's what I was referring to.
Yes, I know you were.
I say it with love.
No, you do not.
I did.
Look, to be fair, the photo with them in their radio studio was a better shot. But at the same time, why would you bring it up? This is ridiculous.
No.
You brought it up for a reason. Go on.
Just to have a crack. Whack. You know what? Schools are shit.
Hey.
I'm just going to put it out there.
I just want to go without swearing.
I'd happily say shit on air. Have you learnt nothing
from the one time I swore on this podcast and our producer didn't disguise the swear word
enough in the podcast? He doesn't anymore.
Look, in fairness, I do apologise for that.
Because, that was bad.
No, I think I used a different censoring tool.
I trusted you.
I know you did.
You need to use a censoring tool on me, I think.
I know I do, but look, I think in the first couple of podcasts where you were swearing like sailors, the censoring...
Thanks to you.
The censoring I was using was quite good, whereas I've changed it for some reason.
No.
I'll try and change it back when I upload this one. Just don't say any words saying with F and we'll be fine, but all good.
Almost did.
I was very close as well, but I refrained. Good. I'm learning, you see?
That's good.
Well, we're all about progress here, which is ironic considering the show we've
regression.
Today. We regress.
I'm regressing a lot. Mm. I actually think I should call it after today.
I
honestly didn't want to come in today. I'm not going to lie. I was going to say last night, you know what? I just don't feel like I'm up to it. Mm. I did, though. I showed up.
Aren't we a better show for it?
No, not really.
No, we're not.
I actually think you were a better show without me the last 2 years.
I
bring this show down.
I don't want to be that person, but you really bring the podcast down with this attitude, you know? Like, come on, up and about.
I can't get motivated at the moment. I mean, I can get motivated, but I can't get
You can get motivated for the gym, but you can't get motivated for us? This is ridiculous. Yeah, where are your priorities, mate?
That's what I should do with myself, just become a full-time gym person.
My goodness.
Just do that.
You already are a gym rat anyway, so, you know, why would you...
A rat?
Gym rat.
Well, actually, that's what Catherine labelled me as today.
No, I called you mousy.
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not. There's a mouse and then there's a rat.
A mouse and a rat are the same thing, basically. No, related. No. A rat's a fat mouse.
That's not nice.
So you just called me a skinny version of a rat.
I called you mousy. I didn't even call you a mouse. I said you got mousy hair.
Well, yeah. I probably do.
That's why we call you Mickey on the side.
Anyway, enjoy or don't enjoy what you're about to listen to.
Look.
To the listener that listens, the one or two. You know, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Glad
why do I even bother uploading this podcast? No one listens. No one cares.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to recast this podcast. I need two individuals next week to be available to do this show with me.
Yeah.
Who are engaged, who are positive, and want to have fun. I have Debbie and Downer over here.
I think I might take a month off. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
Good, thank you.
Jack, you go with him.
Catherine's actually, you know what? Mm-hmm. She's peaking.
She is peaking. And you know what? It's only downhill from here, KP.
There's only two things in her life that aren't quite there.
What?
Well, you only crap on about it all the time.
What? Stop swearing.
What? I said crap.
What, your housing situation and what else?
Yeah, what else, Cole?
The swiping situation.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes.
No, but that's the same thing.
Swiping on swiping. Swiping on swiping.
Same.
Swiping on swiping.
Look, I would say both of them are significant flaws in my lifestyle at the moment, but it's okay. That's right.
At least you only have two.
It's good to have projects to work on, you know?
Project.
Yeah. See?
Okay. Right, I was going to ask how we're going to fix this and what are we going to do to get ourselves back on track, but I can't be bothered anymore. We've been talking way too long. The podcasters are probably really bored right now.
Well, they're not even listening.
Just
to
like
the
I. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. Oh well. Good chat, everyone.
Good chat.
Have a wonderful week.
Yeah.
No, we're not ending like this. I want everybody to say, Carl, starting with you, one motivating and uplifting thing for the listener that they can take away from this podcast and take into their week. Go.
Confunctuous functionality.
Jack?
Starting is the first step to failure.
Oh my God.
If you can't be good at it. If you ain't first, you're last.
And I'm just going to say something really simple like shine bright like a diamond. And I can relate to the diamond because at the moment, I am coal under pressure with the two of you.
What?
Pressure makes diamonds, my friend. I think we'll get there.
I'm the person who's been sending out diamonds for a lot of people and not getting them
sending out diamonds? What?
Yeah.
All right,
you
money
spent
bags.
A little time at Tiffany & Co.
No, actually, I went to Michael Hill. I had to get my watch back.
Oh, cheap. Yeah.
That's harsh.
Jack's got a bit of fight in him. Good for you.
Actually, when
that
I
was
went,
a little joke.
I went to Michael Hill and I was served by this guy. His name was Cash. What a name. I've never heard of a name like that before. Like a person being called a currency.
That's ironic considering that they're really pushing in retail for a cashless society. Does he feel redundant?
Quite possibly. I didn't ask
him that
question.
See, where was his content today? This is good. Cash, cash, cash.
I don't know. I told you I was going to be off today, and I was. I can't.
You know what? You manifested your own. You manifested your own crapness. All right.
Can I just put it out there? Manifesting doesn't do shit for anyone.
Oh my God! Oh my stop God. Swearing.
It really doesn't.
No,
I've learned.
No, Catherine. In my defense, that's why I hesitated. I was like, I'm not sure if I wanted to say this, but I had to end up saying it. Anyway, I'm bored. I want to leave. I want to go home. Just to pull the wall over it. Well, just to pull the curtain back. We record this under duress at the end of each show. And I'm tired. I want to go home. I want to forget what's just happened over the last 2.5 hours. And yeah.
Seems to be a bit of a trend, doesn't it? I think this should end today. I think this might
stop swearing.
He didn't swear.
What did you think I said?
Right, now I'm just hearing things. This is fantastic.
I said, I think this should end.
Right, I heard something else.
I think we should talk about this during the week. We'll work through it.
Guys, I'm bored. Let's go. Farewell. Have a good week.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, happy Monday. I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. Hey, it's Monday.
Hey, hey, it's Monday. A big good morning to you, Bayside. As you can probably guess from that introduction, Carl and Catherine with you for another Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM.
Yeah.
Tell you what a weekend.
It was a weekend.
It was pretty terrible, but you know what? We're here for the next couple of hours to have a little bit of fun, and we're going to have a lot of it today, I think.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
Anything's better than last week.
We're so uplifting. Come on, say one positive thing about this morning. Let's go.
I got nothing.
The sun is not out.
It's lighter outside for this time of the morning, which
is
really weird. Anyway, this is Joy Anonymous to get us started for your Monday morning. 7:05. Morning.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
That's right. Feedback time on the program.
Oh, here we go.
First of all, just had a message in the last couple of minutes saying, don't ever say hey to start the show ever again.
It was, you know what? You saying hey to start the show was as jarring as the you've got mail.
Probably.
But you know what? I appreciate any time you want to mix it up a little bit. Like, keep it fresh. It keeps it exciting. Well, I wasn't expecting you to say it.
I was trying to change it up a bit. I don't want to sound the same and say, good morning, it's the 15th of April, 2024. I tend to say that a lot.
So instead, you just decide to scream at everybody,
hey! Hey!
What a wonderful kind of day. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad that you got pulled up for that because it wasn't my preferred way to start the show. However, I've heard worse, so it's fine.
Oh, thanks. Means a lot.
Yes. Will you do it again?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
No, we're not on at 4 o'clock on a Friday anymore. That's when it was sort of a little bit more acceptable.
Correct.
That time slot.
I got a lot of feedback from our chat with Casey Barnes last week.
Oh, yeah.
Because country music has made a resurgence, and I've got a lot of friends who never in a million years would have I thought would have loved the genre of country music.
Me included.
Several people across my week last week said, I loved the fact that you got to speak to Casey. He is a legend. I listen to him all the time. So well done, Casey Barnes.
Yeah, he was great. Really enjoyed what he brought to us last week.
Yes.
Really, really good. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything else, to be honest.
Me either. But while we are sort of reflecting, but not in the... Can we just talk about the awful weekend that was?
Yeah. Hug your loved ones if you haven't done it already. Oh. I'm sure you have. It's just, you know, it's a reflection of the climate of the world. These things just shouldn't be happening, but they're happening more and more often.
Correct.
And I'm not okay with it. I hate it. I don't like seeing it.
And I just want to say too, like, I mean, our little show's tiny, but we're just thinking of everyone involved in this at the moment. It is just horrific. I know on my Saturday, just looking at my phone and the developments continue to keep coming out. It just, sickening. Absolutely sickening.
Yeah. No. We're sending our thoughts to everyone that were involved, particularly our mates up in Sydney and New South Wales. We're with you. We're here to support you. And I'm sure the rest of the country and the world are certainly doing that as well, as best as possible. Anyway, that's the mailbag. You can text us in anytime, 0404 000 736. This is Penal's Nostalgia for your Monday morning. It's 10 minutes past 7 on the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3. I've been spending a lot of time at home lately.
Oh, hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, not by choice, but, you know, that's another story. Anyway, I decided to treat myself the other day. I gave myself a me day. I said, today, I'm going to do what I want to do, and no one can tell me otherwise. So, started strong, went to the gym, came home, chilled for a bit. Then I'm like, okay, got paid, win, got some money to spend, all right, I'm going to go spend it.
Oh my gosh, okay, yep.
So I started, I'm like, okay, so what do I want to do? Okay, I want to get a new pair of shoes, like runners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through my runners, I'm wearing them a lot because I go and
exercise. We get it, you're an athlete. Yes.
6 days a week. No, I'm not an athlete. Actually, speaking of, when I was younger, I put athlete in my caption on social media, but I spelt it wrong. Did I cop it for that? I said athlete instead of athlete. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to treat myself today and I'm going to do some upgrades. It's overdue.
Some upgrades.
Yeah, well, you know.
Gosh, you talk a lot of codswallop. All right. Talk. All right. So when I saw you last Monday, you were Carl 2.0. Tell me about the upgrades that made you
2.0. Sorry, Carl 2.0?
Well, you said upgrades.
Yeah, it's now 2.1111.
All right. Well, run us through. What's this 2.111?
I didn't do much. And there's an element of what I upgraded that I want to get to a little bit later on in the program. It's a separate thing.
Oh, my gosh. She's teasing. All right.
I had to say goodbye to something that's been with me for a long time.
I just want to make it crystal clear. The laughing you are hearing is our producer and not me.
And he was late.
Disclaimer. All right. Anyway, please.
Anyway.
Upgrades.
So I was very happy with myself. I went to one of the factory outlets in our area.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Bought a new pair of runners.
Yep.
Got them.
Talk us through. Gel insoles?
Oh, they're fancy. No, they're foam.
Okay. Memory?
Don't know. Mm-hmm. They're a particular brand that suits my foot quite well.
Are they red so you can run faster?
No. They're blue, actually. And a blue colour that I really like. Mm, and I've got a bit of green to match the colours of my gym.
All right. So you got shoes. Tick.
Yeah, I got them. And I was like, well, I need the inner soles for those shoes.
Oh,
there's a particular store at Southland that I've gone to in the past that sell the inner soles that I need to support my feet. I went there. I had a voucher. So rather than paying the full amount, I got a large amount off and they were quite cheap. And I'm like, great, that's good. I needed to get a battery for my little remote for my speakers in my room. I thought that was important. Great, got that, ticked that off. And I had a good day.
That's the me day.
Yeah. Oh. And then I was like, right, I need some more gym gear.
Yep.
So I tried something on at South End. I'm like, all right, so I've got my size now. I'll go to the factory, back to the factory outlet, and I'll get it cheaper at the factory outlet.
Well, there you go.
But I think it's important, you know, that you do have these days.
I think it's so interesting. I want to turn our producer's microphone on for a second because I think it says a lot about a person when you define what a me day is.
Is that boring, that one?
No. I think it's good. I feel like it's half of a me day.
I got joy out of it.
I
like buying new things.
No, if I have a me day, and I don't have them often, but when I do, my ideal me day is being off my phone, no emails, no texts. I will normally, because I love watching new stuff. Like, I love watching TV shows, movies, but I don't get to do it much. So I had my last me day a couple of months ago. I spent the whole day watching One Day, the amazing Netflix series, and it just makes you feel so chilled. That's my me day. I also don't mind going for a bit of a walk around the shops as well.
Yeah.
But that is my me day.
Oh, then I went for a run too.
That is not part of my me day.
I was really happy too. I got a PB in my run. I ran 2K.
Oh, nice work.
That's good. Yeah. Sneak that in. What's your me day, Missin?
For me, it's not doing much again, and I think it's just going through old podcasts and being nostalgic.
Of us?
Sure, why not? And getting a good coffee and just, again, just walking the streets and just trying to tick things off the to-do list that I want to do for me. And just that, just ticking off that self-care day.
How many hours on TikTok?
I don't want to talk about it. I have a problem and I'm working on it.
See, I have the app on my phone, but I never use it.
Oh, it is the best.
I just occasionally, when someone sends me one, I'll look at it through the app, but otherwise I probably could get rid of it.
Sorry, Catherine's just raised it.
I've got my hand
raised. Catherine?
I want to retract what I said earlier.
Yeah, you there with a white shirt.
My perfect me day is watching something and having my phone in front of me on TikTok at the same time. That is like my favourite thing in the world. So there you go. That's my me day.
See, I like what you said about just getting rid of social media and the texts, except I like to do that when I go on a holiday. That's my real, can't contact me.
You know what I need to learn? When I do take annual leave, I am never one to put an out-of-office email.
What's that?
I'm never one to put an out-of-office email. And then I come back to all these emails and I'm like, I really should do a, hey there, I'm away.
No, what are you doing? What you do is you put an out-of-office and you say, oh, for all issues, go to this person.
Go to producer Jack, correct.
Sure. Okay. Great. But just handball that off to somebody else and not me.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I'd love to hear everybody else's me day. 0404 000 736 mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com. But I'm happy for you, Bianco.
Thanks.
Sad that you don't have the new shoes on today, though.
No. They're not really ones to wear outside.
Okay.
Other than when you.
They're not shoes to wear outside.
Cash shoes. They're training shoes.
They're not cash shoes.
What was that? A bit cash the way I said that?
Oh, going to a song.
In fact, we're going to a break.
I would love to hear from you, Bayside. 0404 000 736. When have you had to eat your hat? When have you had to concede that you were wrong about something? You'd made a judgment in the past saying, this sucks, I hate this. And then all of a sudden, something's happened and you've swung around.
On the weekend, it happened to me.
Well, it happened to me on the weekend too.
Wow.
Now, quick poll. Raise your hand in this studio. if you are a fan of bubble tea.
Nah. Sorry, you've lost me.
My hands up, producer Jack's hands up.
Although, similar sort of path that I experienced on the weekend.
Okay, well, watch this space.
Yeah, you go with bubble tea and I'll go with mine.
I, up until 24 hours ago, would not have raised my hand because I tried it once. It wasn't for me. And from the time I tried it, which probably was about 6-7 years ago, I was at uni, I said, I am not a fan of bubble tea. I do not like those popping balls. They make no sense. What's the go?
I'm with you. I dislike popping balls. Not good.
Anyway, I caught up with a friend yesterday who insisted that we had to have bubble tea. And I was like, oh, like, I mean, you got your booze juice. You've got, you know, there's so many other options. And she goes, no, bubble tea. And I was like, you know what? Haven't had it in ages. I want to reiterate and reconfirm my stance on this thing.
Yeah.
So the first time I tried bubble tea, and this is where I went horribly, horribly wrong, and some people love this stuff, but it's not for me, it was because I'm not a tea drinker.
Ah, yeah.
I'm a herbal tea. I like my green tea, my chamomile, but English breakfast.
Sorry? What was that second one?
Chamomile.
Tea. Caramel?
Chamomile.
Camel?
Anyway, I'm not an English breakfast person. I hate it. It's disgusting. It stems back from when I was in grade 4. And a friend asked his mum to make him a cup of tea. And I was like, well, that sounds grown up. I want that too. And he put 4 teaspoons of sugar in it. And since then, I'm like, blah.
How can anybody drink tea?
Oh, it's just not a vibe.
No, I can't do it. I had licorice tea, though, at one point. That was nice.
If anyone is a tea drinker, though, please fight us. 0404 000 736. Anyway, the bubble tea I had, it was like a warm English breakfast with the pearls in it. And it was warm. The pearls were very violent when I drank them. I was in a uni lecture. I was nearly taken out by a pearl because I choked my lecture on it. It was a whole thing. I'm like, never again. Tried it again yesterday. Went a fruity variety, like a peach tea. Delicious. I am on board now. So after all these years of saying bubble tea, not for me.
How'd you go with the popping balls?
No, but the only thing is, okay, there is more work involved.
Them?
Yes.
Did you suck them?
But the thing is, you can't do that well. You know what I mean? Like, we were just walking around chatting, and when you're having a conversation, like, a bit of work goes into getting rid of them.
Poor invention.
I like a drink to be a drink. I don't want to eat my drink. You know what I mean?
It's funny you should bring up bubble tea, though, because literally last weekend, not the weekend we've just had that we've just come out of, but the weekend before, I was hanging around people for lunch, and one of my friends was adamant that I had to have a bubble tea as well. I didn't, thankfully. Just don't really want to go there. Although, you know how I said I had a similar thing where I've changed my tune on something?
Shocker.
Soy sauce.
What, you never liked soy sauce?
Nah.
Are you serious?
No, nah, it actually is a game changer. It softens the blow. It makes it moist.
Oh, Christ.
Well, because when you get sashimi, it can be quite dry.
Wait, so you were eating sushi without soy sauce?
Yep, I just go in my mouth.
See, I have to do that at work because normally I'm wearing my Bianco white and I spill.
You're wearing Bianco right
I know.
Now.
It makes me a bit worried. But it's just dry.
Be
you
careful
need
when
soy
you sip
sauce.
Your coffee.
Yes.
Mm. No, I think it really adds the moisture that you need
no,
with
it's
that
the salt. That's what it is.
No, I think it's
yum.
I think it's like rice is quite dry when you have sushi.
You know what I hate though? I love soy sauce, Worcestershire sauce. Blah. What do you do with it? Tell when it's in things too. Like, get out.
If you can't say the thing you're about to eat, probably not wise to eat it. There's a good.
Well, I just said it though. Yeah, Worcestershire.
Not well.
You give it a go.
Here's Hosier. Too sweet. I parted ways with something that's been with me for 25 years of my life across the weekend. And it was my wash basket, of all things.
Jack, you are meant to approve. The content.
No. Look, I...
no.
It was a very emotional thing.
I can't do this.
No, it was a very emotional thing.
No,
Bianco, there are so many things in this world we could be talking about. Your wash basket.
Yeah. Imagine having something for 25 years and then saying goodbye. It's as bad as talking about Rumpy, but, you know, it was a big moment. Because I've been... Seeing as I've had more time on my hands, I've been decluttering.
Sorry, I'm just going to jump in here because on the run sheet here, Bianco, you have put in here, I finally said goodbye to something I have had since birth.
Well, 3 years old is pretty much birth, you know.
So
You lied in the rundown. Well, you lied about this being interesting.
I'm trying to work out roughly when I got it. I got it when I was quite young. So it wasn't quite
as
when I came out of the womb. It wasn't that early, but it was not far off. Yeah. And I particularly like this thing. What it would do is it'd hang on the back of my door.
Oh my God, it was, it's still going.
But the problem was, of late, is it was wear and tear. It'd been worn and torn. Been there for a long time. And it hung on the back like it had one. It was really old school. Like, you know how you've got like a hanger that you put your clothes on? It was on
Catherine,
one of those.
Still going.
And I had it on the back of my...
You're co-hosting this segment. I'm having a nap.
Anyway, I said goodbye. You know how I had a me day? I got a brand new basket.
The fact that you made this one segment is one thing. The fact you've split it over two about a wash basket.
Well, I wanted to know when you've said goodbye to something that's been in your life for a long time and how did you go?
Co-host anybody?
It's different. Well, I mean, you know, I've done that over the years a few times.
Oh,
I can't be the only one that's done that. You would have gotten rid of something you've had for a long time.
Yes, but not a wash basket.
Well, I mean, the reason why it was so cool was it had Slam Dunk on it. It was like a...
Oh.
It said Slam Dunk. My auntie bought it for me when I was a young child. Oh. And I've finally gotten rid of it. It's gone.
I think we should have gotten rid of you 25 years ago.
Now that's harsh.
Oh, look at you taking the moral high ground.
Look, you're both as bad as each other, to be frank.
I still have a lot of boxes full of stuff that I need to go through.
He's still going.
Have you done that? Have you ever decluttered, like Marie Kondo'd your room?
I need to because I'm hoping to buy a place and move all my stuff to said place. But, oh, Carl,
I'm just
on.
Sick of living in dust. I live in a house that's over 100 years old. And every time, like, this is the one negative, right? Every time I attempt to clean something, I grow full of dust. The dust just... I inhale it. I hate it. I might need to buy an air purifier for my room or something. I have the window open a lot.
God, sanction off segments 3, 4, and 5 if he gets a purifier, Jack. It's going to be a big day.
Anyway, 0404 000 736. Whenever you said goodbye to something that's been a part of your life for a long time. Because that 25 years is quite some time, Catherine. I don't know, you know. It was pretty big for me to make that step and be like, okay, it needs
Clearly
to go.
It was big for you because you put two segments into this.
Did you play a bit of an Andrea Pacelli?
Mm. No.
No violins?
Didn't think it was right. No. Just got rid of it and that's it.
Didn't think it was right.
No.
What was the right song to farewell? If you could play any song right now in tribute to your stupid wash basket, what would it be?
I don't really have a song to describe it, to be fair. Just thought it was...
Is it because it's a wash basket?
I don't know. It had been there for a long time. 25 years is a long time. You know, it wasn't yesterday.
These past 5 minutes has been a long time.
To be fair, no, sorry, I'll just say this and then we can go. Catherine, to be fair, it's my own fault. Bianco sent me a couple of things. We sent each other videos and memes and things and I said, oh, that's really lousy. And he said, oh, if you think that's lousy, just wait until tomorrow.
Well, it is your fault.
And this is what he meant. So it's my own fault.
I didn't think it was that terrible, to
it's
be fair.
It's awful, mate.
It was like biting through a box of saladas.
And they're
dry.
They're very dry. Oh, thanks. It's just me in a nutshell. Quite dry, actually. Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning on Southern FM. I promise we'll get a little bit better. Because Catherine's got something to bring to the table. Carl and Catherine with you on that very radio station for your Monday morning. Bit of feedback has come through.
Please.
From Deanna, who's a regular listener on the show. And
hey, Deanna.
Says, never talk about your wash basket on air ever again.
Well, Deanna, I've done it now. My girl.
It was the first time for everything and the last time, and I've learnt not to talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
When the feedback's 100% negative, you live and you learn. But, Bianca, I've got one very...
Oh, and also, funny thing, just before you continue, Deanna, who...
Don't worry.
No, I just got to...
I'll just have a bit of a breathing break,
just got a follow-up message saying that Deanna is actually involved with Kiss Me Kate, which we heard all about.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, Deanna, we should get you on the show.
Yeah, you can talk all about it.
Review. Yes.
How'd it go? Did you kiss Kate? No.
What?
Bad gag. Go on.
Hey, I have a new side hustle.
Yeah?
I have a new gig on the side of my current employment opportunities.
Well, it's been fun and, you know, I know we've only been back for about 12 weeks, whatever it is, but it's been a fun hit. So Breakfast with Carl Bianco next week again.
Well, look, I wouldn't punish Bayside with that.
It was a good show.
Hey, what would your tagline be? We start with wash baskets, then we go to the sock drawer.
No, I always promised my year 12 teacher if I ever did my own radio show, I would sign off with, if you can't be good at it.
It's so bad. I've
never said it on air.
Bayside, you are so that. Welcome that I am still here. Producer Jack, imagine you producing just him.
I wouldn't laugh.
That would not happen.
No.
Okay, I produce myself if I'm writing solo.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, gosh, imagine the content. Anyway, back to what I was saying, side hustles. I have started a new business opportunity within my current workplace. Now, where my desk is at my job is at the back of our open planned office. And there is a rounded table and chairs where we will have our meeting during the day. But I found a second purpose for this table and chair. And that is I have started Catherine Powell's Rehabilitation Bar Spectacular. Now, my boss did her back a few weeks ago. And the pain has sort of moved from her back to her hip.
Did you say bar or spa?
Bar. Oh. And not of the drinking variety, of the ballet bar. So
what's the difference?
Well, one is, well, you end up in pain in both, actually. But basically, my side hustle is one of my friends at work. She has done her hip. She has been in pain for some time. She's gone through several physios. She's doing Pilates. She's doing yoga. But now she even got cupping done to try and make her back and hip better.
Doesn't work.
I said to her, have you tried this? And I brought back a bit of my old dancing techniques of just raising your leg up and down. And we had a quiet moment at work, so we got a chair each and I taught her the technique. Unfortunately, at the time, my very big boss and my other big boss were in a glass meeting room opposite and I didn't realize. So I felt like we were being watched. And all of a sudden they came out and they're like, we've been watching you for 10 minutes. We need to know, are you doing fitness or are you doing ballet? So I wasn't in trouble for it. But I have received a glowing review. My friend says that her hip is feeling much better. She's doing the exercises several points throughout the day. And I've decided I'm officially opening Catherine's Rehabilitation Bar Clinic for business in the office throughout the day. And if you have any issue of a muscle nature, you can come to the table. I'll give you unsolicited and unprofessional medical advice. And we'll try and fix it for a fraction of the price of what a chiropractor would.
How do I fix my back? I've got a little ball mm-hmm. that I've got on my back right now.
Yes.
It's fixing it. I've got a foam roller. Is that going to do the trick?
No, that is too aggressive. I would say that you need to just legs out, really slow movements, down to the floor and back up. Because it sounds like you've got a lower vertebrae issue.
I don't think so.
I think so. Because you're lifting weight, so therefore when you're doing that, your muscles are contracting.
Not all the time, though.
Yeah, but you still are. So that's what my thing is. Producer Jack, have you got any grievances that you would like me to diagnose?
Flexibility-wise?
It's just stretch, lazy.
Thanks for the help.
Anyway, just call me the exercise guru. I'm like, my approach is very similar to that of Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms. I can't do any of the stuff that I'm telling you to do. But I will tell you to do it and I'll make sure that you do it perfectly and we hope for the best. And if your injuries get worse, not my fault because you listened to me in the first place.
And this is where I butt in to say the following advice given in this segment was not necessarily factual if you are, in fact, struggling to consult your local GP.
Dr. Powell.
This is Lord.
I take the my teachings from Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
Bye, everybody. This is Lord.
Carl, Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Mastin. You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
It most certainly is a big good morning to you, Bayside. Carl and Catherine with you for a second hour here at Monday Breakfast. And I tell you what, didn't we learn a lot in the first hour? From washing baskets to sore backs, we really covered a lot of ground. But believe it or not, we've still got plenty more to explore in this next hour. Isn't that right, Bianco?
Sure. Yeah, well, no, we do. There's still a lot to discuss.
We'd love to hear from you across the hour too. 0404 000 736, mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com.
Yeah. Well, text us anytime, 0404 000 736.
A little bit later, I want to hear the weird situations you found yourself in.
All right, I'm looking forward to hearing all about that.
We spoke about mares a little bit earlier. That's a hint.
I have one every day. This is Dom Dollars saving up.
to get this hour started. 8:05 morning.
When have you disappointed your parents?
Oh. Right then. There and then.
Now, the reason I ask is this is becoming an annual thing in the Powell household. And I want to do a bit of a disclaimer before we start this.
Do I need to do it? Is it
no,
my job?
I need to. Okay, right. I love my mother. But this needs to stop. Now, we in the Powell household are very much into I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. It's a tradition every year. It's on a little bit later than it normally is. But a show started last night on the Seven Network and it causes a little bit of side-eye action every year because it is my mother's dream.
Oh, yeah, I know what she's talking
to
about.
To sign me up for Farmer Wants a Wife. It is a thing every year. She goes, like, The Bachelor, Married at First Sight. No, we've got standards. But when it comes to The Farmer Wants a Wife, every year Jan goes, oh, every time she sees it, we need to sign you up for that. Not for me to find love because I am a single goyal, but because...
A what?
A single goyal.
Goyal. Saying it like that, I think you'd actually do quite well in the country.
Thank you. But the reason why my mother wants me to go on that show is for the potential lifestyle that would come for her because she has a green thumb. She loves gardening. She loves earthy things. Her dream is to live on a farm. And so instead of just like doing it herself, she goes, you must marry a farmer. And therefore I get my weekend getaways on the farm and then I can come back to the Sebadur.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, there's an easy fix here. Larry, just move regional.
Yeah, but I think I don't know what it is about that show. I think Mum is a fan of Sam Armitage.
Does Larry watch the show with
you
Jan?
No, well, this is the thing. Larry was the one that had it on last night, not Jan. Ah. And then I said, can we please go to the African jungle, please?
Isn't
someone
it?
Has walked out. I need to know who it is. I don't care about the country people today.
I love family dynamics, you know.
But it's like... I don't know what happens. Like, I'm 1 minute I'm a strong, independent woman of the 21st century, and then the next, get on that show.
How many TVs have you got in your household?
Two.
Okay. So did you just go off and watch?
No, we had to watch spoiler alert, Frankie Leave the Jungle, and then tragically Michelle as well. But I would love to know if anyone else's parents do this, because there is something about that show that considering it's reality TV, which Mum typically isn't a fan of, it's a dating show, which again, she's always not particularly thrilled that people go on those shows. And yet there's something about The Farmer Wants a Wife that she's all in for. And to be honest with you, I don't know how I'd go in the country. Like, I'm a city girl. Like, well, I did horse riding once, you know?
I rode a horse once too. Wasn't real fun.
Was your washing basket there?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't think so. It was I think it was in year 9 camp, actually.
Mm.
That was a personal development camp. It was also the same camp where...
It did wonders.
Where it was up in... What was it called again? Hauqua.
Sorry?
In Hauqua, which is just under Mount Buller. Hauqua.
Farqua.
Hauqua. It's an area just below Mount Buller.
Hauqua is it away?
Oh, about 250 kilometres or whatever it is.
That
it was
joke.
A bus ride. So one of the things in Hauqua, right, is the lake.
What are you saying?
I'm talking about the...
Hauqua.
Hauqua.
That is not a real place.
It is.
That is not.
It is.
One of the farmers lives there. That
so,
is not a real thing.
Well, it's a campsite just below... just below Mount Buller. Anyway, so one of the things I remember doing...
Sorry, I just received a text from my father. How many buses can you throw us under?
Well, I was going to.
There's another one, Larry.
Yeah.
It's peak hour.
Well, in my household, mother always has to watch Farmer Wants a
Mother?
Wife. Yeah. Hell girl. It's a prerequisite. This is what happened, right?
See, what is it with the parents and Farmer Wants a Wife?
I don't know. But my mum actually comes from the country. So I don't know whether or not it's a soft spot she likes watching Farmer Wants a Wife because... I know she never wanted that life. That's why she moved to the city. But yeah. Anyway, going back to... You know what? I'm just going
to
get out of song.
Back to Hauqua.
This is Britney Spears is lucky. Good chat.
Good chat.
I love
it. I'll see you season whatever if I'm once wife.
Looking forward to it.
Giddy up.
Fit in right well. Go ride a horse. We're having a very family-themed show today. We seem to be bringing up family a lot. I don't know if it happens in your household, but if something looks remotely different about myself, I always get picked up for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I had a situation, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was on Saturday last week when I was at work.
Yep.
And I had a bit of like dry skin on my nose.
Oh, God.
No, I know. I'm sorry to bring up something, but I just sort of scratched it off, and I think I scratched it too hard to the point where...
People are eating their breakfast.
Oh, sorry if you are. Yeah, disclaimer. I probably should have put that out there, shouldn't I? I think I scratched too hard. In fact, I did scratch too hard. So then I looked in the mirror, and I've got this massive red spot on my nose, like noticeable red spot. Anyway, I go home, and the first thing my dad says to me is, "Oh, what'd you do to your nose?" Oh, well, thanks for highlighting that. Did you really have to say that out loud? Was it a requirement, you know? And I just thought to myself, well, it's been a long time since I've actually had like a noticeable thing on my nose like that. It's crazy what happens when things like that happen, you know? But I hate
wild.
The fact that like people have to make a big deal out of stuff.
What? My, can I tell you, this actually brings up quite the event in the Powell household.
Yeah.
So I get my eyebrows threaded and tinted once a month by the very good people at Adore Brows and Lashes on Hampton Street, Bayside Business. Anyway, Saturday was that day. And I come out looking like Oscar the Grouch because with the tint, the important thing is if you have the tint on long enough, it'll make your eyebrows darker for longer. Mm-hmm. So you have to walk around town looking a bit crazy for a little bit. And shout out to all the people on Church Street, Broughton, that I spooked having to do my grocery shop after getting my eyebrows done on Saturday. But it is an event. My family wait for it. I normally have to take a lot of the tint off in the car before I head inside because I get bullied so
the
hard.
The what?
So my hair is natural. Thank you so much for asking. Yeah. My eyebrows are dyed.
I'd never noticed.
So threading, it's a long bit of cotton and they rip the hairs out of your face.
But what's your natural eyebrow colour?
Brown, but this is just a darker brown.
So why don't you just leave it that way?
No, because it doesn't look as good. Because like if the eyebrows frame your face and mine is just a little bit lighter, which is fine. Like, but if you're going to get them threaded, you may as well just get a bit of tint in them.
Do you have to paint them every day?
Well, this is the point. Like, if you get them tinted, you don't have to draw them on anymore.
I didn't notice till now. Now I'm like particularly looking at your eyebrows. Mm. It's like, do they bounce? They kind of look a bit fake.
Rasha puts a lot of time and effort into these. Anyway, I typically, it's like a haircut. You know when your first few days after you get a haircut, you just don't feel yourself? It's the same with the eyebrows. They should be coming good probably, I'd say, about maybe tomorrow or Wednesday, but they are a little bit darker at the moment. Mm. And when you get them freshly done and you walk into a household which likes to poke fun at one another, wow, it's on for one and all. There was one particularly bad day where the tint was still stuck on my skin. And my brother still references that day. And, yeah, it's a humbling experience. Let's just put it that way.
I've never understood it. Women have all these, like, procedures they can get done. And I'm not saying the same can't be done for men. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of men out there.
Quite a few of my guy friends get their eyebrows threaded.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I've never had it done. But
could we set that up?
Threading my eyebrows.
It depends. Some people find it extremely painful. I don't at all.
I wouldn't do it. You'd never get me to do it.
Why not?
No.
Why?
A la natural. Always. Mm. Although you think I dye my hair.
Yeah. But it's just that you put so much product in that it makes it look
My hair has become darker. It's darker.
Yes.
If I don't put any product in my hair, I've got a blonde tinge. Because I am a natural blonde growing up.
He's finally conceded. After all these years.
But it's dark and it's more chestnutty. No. I'm more of a chestnut colour.
No, you're more mousy.
Sorry?
You're a mousy brown.
What's mousy brown? That's disgusting.
Sounds like I belong
in a gutter.
You're a mousy brown and then you go really dark brown with all the product.
I for a long time, have battled with my skin, right? On my face. Like, I've had issues with it. And one of the contributing factors is drinking too much alcohol. If you drink
well,
to excess.
Well, it's sugar, yeah.
Well, yeah, like I would find if I had a big weekend, the following week my skin is just busted. I have not had any alcohol this year and it's holding up okay, but occasionally I get a bit of a flare up and I find that if you, I don't know what it is, but you know, cream that has like manuka in it? Is it manuka? The honey?
Oh, you're a manuka honey boy. I never would have picked you for that.
Well, no, this is the thing. So when I went to New Zealand, I thought, oh, look, I've got to come back with stuff for people. It's just me. Like I'm a gift giver. Yeah. I like to, you know, give people things. Anyway, I bought some of these like moisturizing kits, New Zealand moisturizing kits, intending to gift them to family members. And so I gave them.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Your skin's dry. There you go. Your skin's dry. No, no. There you go. Your skin's dry.
I don't want to come back empty handed, right? I've got to get something from people because it's just in my nature to do that.
Crusty, crusty, crusty.
Yeah. Your skin needs hydration. Here, use some of this manuka. It'll fix everything. Anyway, it turns out that they weren't going to use it, and so I decided to use it, and it works on my skin. So I think I'm going to use manuka from now on.
Okay.
It's gotten rid of the mark on my nose that I started talking about at the start of the segment before it derailed. Anyway, 0404 000 736 in your household, if things are a little bit more noticeable on yourself, do they get outed? I'd love to hear from you. I'm sure it's not just our households, the Powell and the Bianca households. Missing, before we go to... Anything happen in your household when it comes to those things?
No, I'm a lonely bachelor, so it's just me, myself, and I.
This is Cyril stumbling in. Yeah, good chat, everyone.
A lonely bachelor.
That speaks volumes.
Have you ever been in a situation where you look around and you think, what is going on? Am I seeing things?
Plenty
Am I
times.
Going crazy?
Yep.
Because a story came out early last week of a man standing at a train station in Sydney around midnight on a Friday night. He was minding his own business. He was at Warwick Station. And all of a sudden, clip-clop, 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 clip-clop. And he looks around. And he goes, am I hearing things? There is a racehorse on the station.
Hello.
Now... Can you imagine? Now, from the CCTV that I've seen, there is only the man and the racehorse. Midnight on a Friday. You would assume that he's gone for some post-work beverages. He's sitting waiting for the train and a racehorse is also on the platform. Now, we later find out that this horse is actually a racehorse that had bolted from its stable on a farm near the station before making its way onto the platform, with Sydney Trains chief executive Matthew Longland saying that staff were warned that a passenger was horsing around just before midnight. Now, the footage, if you have not seen it, do yourself a favour, have a look. This horse paces up and down the platform. The train comes and it just stands and watches the train. And this bloke is just standing there. It's prepared. It was a bit of a misty evening. He had his raincoat on. He was ready for a night out on the town. Unfortunately for the horse, it was captured and popped into a float and gone back to its paddock where it belonged after a big night. But I want to hear from people the odd situations you have found yourself in the middle of, and you're looking at the situation and you think, am I dreaming? Because if I saw a horse on a platform, I would not believe it.
I was driving to the gym a few weeks ago.
Yep.
It was dark.
Yep.
And a fox just ran across the road.
Yes.
Out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of foxes out there at the moment.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I have found a resurgence in the intersection performer on the roads.
The what?
A lot of jugglers around at the moment. Have you seen them?
Windscreen wipers?
No.
There's a few of them.
Yes. But juggling, it is a lost art, juggling.
I don't get it.
It's
not legal. Shouldn't be doing it. Mm. Stamp it out. Okay, where's the police enough for that?
Oh.
No, seriously, it's an inconvenience. I get scared by those people. You get to an intersection and then all of a sudden they're like knocking at your window and it's like, can you not?
Are you one of those kids, like when you were little, that you were scared of clowns?
No, not really.
Is this like an unresolved issue?
No, I'm not scared of them, so to speak. I just don't like them.
Oh. So if Jack were to come as a clown next week,
a clown.
How would you react?
Can't change a clown when they already are one.
Yeah, that's not nice.
No, look, I don't have anything against clowns. I just think that people who are doing that shouldn't be doing that in the
Why?
First place. Because they scare me. Yeah. They actually, like, you're trying to just drive on the road, right? You get to an intersection, then all of a sudden someone's at your window. Now, different situation where it's like a fundraiser, collector, like the Surf Life Saving Clubs or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I get that. If I've got a spare buck, I'll open my window and say, here you go. I'm all for doing that sort of thing. But I don't... One time, I got caught off guard. I got to an intersection, and all of a sudden, I hear something on my front. I look down for 2 seconds, and I look up, and this guy's, like, doing the windscreen wipe. I'm like, no, go away. Like, don't. Like, please. Like, my windscreen's fine. I don't need this. They just get it from the local servo, too. Anyway, I don't know. What you gonna do, as you would say?
I love that this went from a horse on a platform to clowns. I love it.
Yeah, and there's a road cat in our house at the moment.
What? See, this is... Oh, can we do radio one-on-one with Carl? You buried the lead. Why did we go through an hour of your washing basket saga when there's a road cat in your house? That's interesting.
Well, I don't know. It's very unusual. It's come out of nowhere. I think it's living in our garage. And... I don't know where it's come from or whose cat it is, but if you're missing a cat, there's every chance it might be in my house, so come and collect it so it doesn't cause any more mayhem.
Why? What's it cause?
Oh, it just walks around.
Oh, heaven forbid.
On my property, on our property. Not my property, our property, at home. Road cats. If you have an animal on loose, put it on a leash.
What?
Look after it.
So this is the big takeaway from the show today. Carl Bianco, put your cat on leads.
Well, you know, maintain it as best as you can. Honestly.
This is from the man who has a rabbit in his house.
Yeah, not by choice. It's there because it needed a home. And it got a home. And you know what? It's probably malnourished. Not because it's of my fault. If you're looking for a rabbit, text in 0404 000 736.
So he's a skinny latte.
She. I think it's a... Well, I don't
you
know.
Think?
I don't,
you don't
know.
Even know.
It's not my rabbit. But it's clearly the reason why we've got a road cat. This is Missy Higgins. I think I'm ready. Been a new addition in our household.
Here we go.
And it's not the cat, the road cat that I was just talking
I'm
about.
I'm so
before.
Upset we didn't learn about this earlier. Yes. Has it got a name, the road cat?
Cat.
That's very Audrey Hepburn of
cat
you.
Cat the cat. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Don't know how to go about that. I think it just sort of pops up here and there. I've seen it go into the garage before.
Well, the thing is, though, you said that you are spending a bit more time at home. Why don't you engage with the cat?
I'm not going to, because it's never there when I'm home.
Because cats are very spiritual beings, I hear. So they sometimes just appear if you need them. Maybe this is your cat.
One cat talking about other cats?
Yeah. Trust me, I'm not your cat by choice.
Anyway, I don't know how to describe this new contraption we've got in the household, but 3 out of 4 in the household are using it a fair bit.
Okay.
It's sort of, it's to do with circulation.
Oh, this thing is so gross. You sent me a photo of your feet the other night.
Well, I didn't.
So unneeded.
I didn't do it intentionally. I was just relaxing. It's actually, it's quite peaceful and it does really get into your nerves.
I know the feeling. Yeah, I actually wanted to raise this with you because... Yeah, you were messaging me late last week and you said, oh, yeah, I'm just at home with the circulation machine on it. And I foolishly said, the what? And then I got a picture of your feet a circulation mat.
Asking you shall receive. No, it's not a mat. It's like this object. I don't know. I've never heard of them before. But, yeah, all of a sudden I've been using it lately.
Mm.
It's kind of cool. Like electric shocks you. It's really weird. Weird contraption. Have you got any weird contraptions in your house?
My Nutribullet was quite violent for a while before it broke. It used to just...
Why isn't everything breaks in your household?
What do you mean?
All I hear is of things breaking.
What? What else is broken, aside from someone that lives in it? Me.
Well, there was that. There was something you use for professional stuff that broke recently.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't fun. But,
Your car? The mirror?
Hey!
That
touch,
broke?
Please, touch wood, please.
See, I told you.
Just broke the aircon in Southern FM.
Broke the aircon remote. Add that to the invoice for membership.
But if management's listening, the remote's doing very well.
Actually, no,
it's
not.
It will release a statement
no,
later.
No, I'm sorry to say, it's actually not. It's faded.
Just like...
I went to go turn it on. I could not turn it on to heat this morning. You get heater.
Yeah, but that was just a you thing because I got it working within 2.2
seconds. Speaking of, I think I need to get new glasses.
Oh, What is this, the Carl Bianco greatest hit show?
No. But that remote needs to have a look, be looked at.
Just like you with your circulation machine, you were 28.
Not quite, 27.
27.
And how many months? What are we now? April, May, June, July? What's that, 8 months?
Why do you need a circulation machine?
I mean, I don't need it, but like, see, I hate genetics. There are some instances where I just wish there are certain features I didn't get.
You just single-handedly went and kicked both your parents in the shins just then. That's
I hate my genetics. I hate genetics. I used it as a line, right? And I'm going to expand on that now.
Okay.
There are certain features that you get that you can't control, right? And one of them is varicose veins.
Oh, gross.
I know. They are so gross. I look in the mirror and I see these on my leg and I'm like, what are they doing there? Whoever came up with them, honestly, why? Why do they come? There are certain parts of the body that I always ask myself, why are they a feature? Jack, have you got any varicose veins?
This is disgusting.
Why do you need to know that, for one? And why are we speaking about this? It's 8:30, 8:45.
Also,
I just put it
we are a young show on this station. Why are we talking about varicose veins?
It was just a question.
Is 27 going on 57? What's going on?
I cannot wait to get into the reflection section after this. I cannot wait. I have an agenda.
You. Well, you know what's going to
be. Like, it's an intervention almost, Jack.
Essentially.
Yeah. I think I'm losing the plot. Yeah, Adelaide, you can't lose the plot when you already have. So.
You said the same thing to me last night, and I backed you up. I said, no, you're fine, but you know what? I'm going to retract that.
Well, this is the Hilltop Hoods. It's called the Nosebleed Section to take us into the Reflection Section.
Oh my gosh, is it a medical turn? What's happening?
The Reflection Section.
I love that even the harp is on delay today.
Wasn't that delayed?
No. Look, plenty on the agenda for the Reflection Section today. I actually have written some notes.
Here we go.
So the three standouts for me today, the Rogue Cat.
Yeah.
For one.
Yes. Yeah.
If you've got any name suggestions, 0404 000 736.
I don't like cats.
Thank you. That's my joke, but I appreciate it.
I'm not a big fan of cats. I'll just put it out there.
Okay, great.
The second standout was the circulation machine.
Oh, I'm glad that stood out to you.
And last but certainly not least, the washing basket saga. Mm.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, the
when
washing,
I summarise your performance in 3 dot points like that, does it make you proud or do you think there's room for improvement?
Well, I like to think I'm a fairly open book. I like to share, you know, probably.
There are some elements of your life, mate. We need you to be a closed book.
It means a lot to me to, you know, share these things sometimes.
I understand that. You know? I understand that. And it's good to see that you're comfortable enough around us to be that open. But Bayside, on the other hand, may look at you and go,
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only one that gets new and improved models of things.
Yeah, but, I mean, everyone's ideas of what's interesting is different.
Or have me days, you know?
Sometimes I like just the me.
No, the me
day's
great. We love that.
The me day stuff was good. I like that. Yes. That you started strong there. I also like the change in intro at the start of the show, the hay.
Thank goodness I missed that.
Not happening ever again.
I think that made the platelets in this studio just turn a little bit, and that's sort of reflective of the show we had today. But I think a bit of, from my perspective, reflecting, I would like to see a little more curious cat and a little less washing basket from next week.
Yes.
No worries. Mm. Well, I'll hit you back with a serve and say no more horse talk.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that was a good story.
No, I don't like that one. And,
I even brought my own sound effects. Clip-clop, 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 clip-clop.
I think that's all. That's all I've got.
Oh, so, that's all right.
That's about it, really.
Was that, what would you grade me? About a B+? A, maybe?
You were always an A.
And missing any? Oh.
Oh, okay.
And that was the reflection section.
I love it how he just cuts me off all the time. It's great.
Yeah, this is Harry Styles, as it was. It's not night, it's morning. Coming up after 9 o'clock, the newsman and his music. Looking forward to that, as always.
Thanks for bearing with us, Bayside. You go and have a great week. Keep an eye on your apps as well for city disruptions.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.